Day number 29, Our Happy God. Read Matthew 25, verse 23. Quote, "Come and share your master's happiness." Theologians list 20 or so attributes of God from Scripture. To finite man, these 20 attributes are like marbles in a jar, rarely touching and never mixing. But in reality, these attributes move and mix more like liquids. They are eternally coexisting, never conflicting, always moving and acting together in perfect harmony. This is our indescribable God. One attribute emphasized in these daily thoughts is God's sovereignty, that disasters, death, or whatever the crises and the resulting suffering upon us may be, these are not cosmic oopses. Even through these acts, God is achieving his good and loving purposes for all they touch. We've also considered God's love in suffering, that he is not aloof or a spectator, but rather a participant in it. John Piper adds one more important characteristic about God. He is happy. Even in the midst of crisis and suffering, God is blessed, 1 Timothy 1:11, which being interpreted is happy. This is possible because his happiness exists fully within himself. Even as God longs for the world to come to him, that longing cannot diminish the happiness he has within himself. He does not worry. The sea before his throne is as serene as glass, unrippled by the winds of man's disobedience or the dark kingdom's assaults. His acts play out unthwarted. They, quote, "delight his heart because they reflect his glory, for in this his soul rejoices." A quote from John Piper's Desiring God, page 53. Our God is happy. Our God is happy. He fills the heavens with beautiful music, Revelation 14, verses 1 through 3. Music so beautiful, it would make Bach weep. He is happy and loves celebration, filling the calendar of his people, Israel, not with fasts, but with feasts. He is happy, inviting us to join him at the marriage supper to savor food without calories or cholesterol. He is happy, enjoying walks with man in the cool of the day, Genesis 3, verse 8. This truth that ours is a happy God, far from a thumb in the eye to people stuck on a fallen planet, is a grand relief. As Piper has noted, who wants to spend eternity with an unhappy God? Knowing God is happy means we can be happy today in proportion to our intimate union with him. We can be confident that the forever afters of all who are found in him will be happy.